Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. These words are really, really beautiful because they teach us that our God does not forgive halfway. He doesn't take our crimson red sin and scale it back to a slightly lighter shade of pink. He bleaches it out completely. White as snow, white as wool. We are scrubbed by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus completely. You know, either this side of eternity or the next, we will be scrubbed completely white, set right with the Lord and with one another. One of my favorite psalms, Psalm 103, puts it this way. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. But we, on the other hand, tend not to forgive like this. We like to leave at least a little bit of dirt, right? A splash of pink here and there, maybe even a little bit of red. Some remnant of caked-on mud, as if to remind ourselves of the pain that that person caused us. Instead of wiping the plate clean like our God does, we enjoy keeping mental bookmarks of all of the various ways that our family and our friends have messed up. And when they mess up again, because that's going to happen, we like to remind them. And we point back to that little smudge that we intentionally left right there for us to remember. And then we end up saying horrible things like, you always do this. You're never going to change, are you? It's always going to be like this with you. We can even start doing this to ourselves, right? I do this all the time. Sometimes, even after we have dragged ourselves off to confession, we've admitted our sins, we've said we're sorry, and then we hear those incredible words by the priest, I absolve you. Even after all of that, we can still fall into the trap of kicking ourselves around for the mess that we made. We see the effects of it, we see the consequences, and we can forget that our God has forgiven us completely. We rack ourselves for not being better, for tripping up over and over in the same way. We almost even get frustrated that we still need God's mercy. Wouldn't we like to be able to just not go to confession? But this is like a really old story, and this story has a name. It's called pride. Pride leads us to believe all sorts of lies about ourselves, about others, and about God. One of the biggest lies that pride teaches us is that we aren't good enough, that we need to, for our part, furiously convince God to love us, that we should make him forgive us. And like any really good lie, there's at least a very slight sliver of truth to all of these assumptions. Because yes, we see that we're incomplete. We see that we're not quite finished. We see that even though God has already forgiven us, there's also a not yet to who we are. We are not yet fully converted, and we sin. We sin on a daily basis, even. But we have to remember that the name of the game isn't clawing our way to some imaginary plateau of holiness. It's not about coming to some sort of static state that we can kind of rest easy with. That's what we like to call scrupulosity and legalism. Legalism operates under the assumption that we can achieve a level of holiness that basically holds God's mercy hostage. Aha! Now God has to love me because I'm holy, because I've followed all the rules. And isn't that exactly what Jesus is warning against in our gospel today? The Pharisees sat on the seat of Moses, and they had a valid authority. And Jesus tells us that, or tells the people of his time, listen to them. They're telling you what's right, but they're not practicing what they're preaching. They're tying up heavy burdens that they're not going to help the people with. They were consumed with their own pride, ultimately. They thought that they had God under their thumb, and they wielded him against the people instead of helping them to follow God. Pride ultimately prevents us from seeing the truth, ultimately. Humility is knowing the truth. Pride is preventing us from seeing the truth. And the truth is this, that God doesn't forgive halfway. And if God has so perfectly forgiven each one of us through his son Jesus, then what right do we have to cling to one another's dirt? If he has turned our crimson red into snow white wool, then why do we insist on keeping things a muddy shade of pink? God wants us more than anything to rest in the knowledge that his grace is enough, that in principle he has forgiven all that there is ever to be forgiven, that he totally expunges our record, that he holds nothing against us. If God is for us, then who can stand against us? That was our reading just a couple days ago on Sunday. We just have to stand humbly before him and admit that we need him.